This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is finding itself bogged down in northeastern Syria, caught in the middle of an increasingly dangerous fight between two key allies, Turkey and the Syrian Kurds, with neither side giving any sign it will back down. Further complicating matters, U.S. military and intelligence officials say that they see indications that the Islamic State terror group, also known as ISIS, is finding ways to take advantage of the chaos. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that President Trump hopes the U.S. will not have to use its sanctions authority against Turkey.
The president is concerned about the ongoing military offensive and potential targeting of civilians, civilian infrastructure, ethnic or religious minorities. And also, the president wants to make very clear it is imperative that Turkey not allow even a single ISIS fighter to escape.
And during a hastily scheduled news conference at the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper Friday became the latest senior U.S. official to voice his disapproval, decrying Turkey's military incursion. U.S. President Donald Trump says Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is stepping down, adding he will name a new acting chief in the next week. Trump said that McAleenan wants to spend more time with his family and go to the private sector. He said he will announce a new acting Homeland Security Secretary next week and said that there were many wonderful candidates. McAleenan took over as acting secretary in April after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned, becoming the fourth person to lead the department in 2 years. McAleenan has been criticized by some Trump allies for not being vocal enough in his support of the president's immigration policies and rhetoric. Before serving as acting Secretary of Homeland Security, McAleenan was head of Customs and Border Protection. This is VOA News. After former ambassador Marie Yovanovitch's testimony before House committees Friday, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, discussed next steps.
We will continue with other witnesses, notwithstanding the administration's consistent efforts to obstruct our investigation.
Meanwhile, Republican Representative Lee Zeldin said that he wants the investigation conducted like a criminal trial.
My message to our colleagues, on behalf of our constituents and the American public, there should be a process that allows the president's counsel to be present, to present evidence, to be able to cross-examine witnesses. Subpoena power should be in the minority as well.
The White House is refusing to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it unconstitutional. The ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, is scheduled to appear next week after being subpoenaed to testify. The State Department had originally told him not to testify. President Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a 15-month-old trade war between the world's two largest economies. The president said the deal covers a variety of fronts, including currencies and agricultural products.
Well, we've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services, a tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods, set to go into effect next Tuesday. Mr. Trump has yet to change plans to impose tariffs December 15th on an additional $160 billion in Chinese products, a move that would extend the sanctions to just about everything China ships to the United States. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper told reporters on Friday the United States is deploying hundreds of additional forces to Saudi Arabia to deter Iranian aggressive behavior. About 3,000 U.S. forces have been deployed to Saudi Arabia since an Iranian-blamed attack on Saudi oil facilities last month. U.S. officials have said the attack originated in southwest Iran, but Tehran has denied responsibility. Esper said the U.S. has deployed 14,000 additional forces to the region since May, when four oil tankers were attacked in the region. Iran and Iranian-backed forces have also been blamed for the attacks on two other tankers in June and the downing of U.S. drones. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.